Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The last day of the 40 days of Musa has finally come to an end. Today is the great day of sacrifice, the day of meeting Allah, the day of strengthening our determination to be true servants of Allah, with our hearts full of love and our motivation to do that which Allah is pleased with. It is reported that Musa once asked Allah, Ya Rabb, dullani ala amrin fihi ridaka anni a'malhu. Tell me that which brings about your pleasure, so that I may act upon it. فَأَوْحَى اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِ And so Allah revealed to him, أَنَّ رِضَايَ فِي كُرْهِكَ My pleasure is in that which you don't like. وَأَنْتَ مَا تَصْبِرُ عَلَى مَا تَكْرَى And you don't have patience to bear that which you don't like. قَالَ Musa replied, يَا رَبِّي دُلَّنِي عَلَيْهِ Oh my Lord, please tell me. قَالَ Allah replies to Musa, Are you ready to hear what Allah says about that which brings about His pleasure? فَإِنَّ الرِّضَايَ فِي رِضَاكَ بِقَضَائِهِ Truly, my pleasure lies in that you are pleased with what I ordain. Everything that happens around us is decided by Allah, and there's a reason why it happens to us. Everything, even things that we don't necessarily like, such as illness or difficult challenges, sometimes even harsh words that people say to me or we would call bad luck. If I want to reach the pleasure of Allah, I have to be pleased with all that which He has decided for me. In fact, in the Hadith of Mi'raj, when Rasulullah asked Allah, Ya Rab, Ayyul A'mal Afdal, O Allah, what is the best of action? Allah replies to him, Laysa shay'un indi afdalu min, There is nothing better in my eyes than At-tawakkul alayya, trusting me, wal-ridha bima qasamtu, and being pleased with that which I have decided, or how I have distributed my blessings. Being pleased with what Allah decides is an inner action. It comes from within with practice and patience. Sometimes we don't like our situation, our financial situation, our health or other difficulties of life. But because we know it's from Allah, the most merciful, we try to be content. That does not mean we don't try to solve the problem. No, not at all. Our responsibility and that which Allah wants from us is to try and solve difficulties and make the best of efforts. However, inside us, we're at peace and rest with whatever Allah wants. And sometimes situations happen due to our own negligence and failures. There too, we are pleased with what Allah wants. Because through bearing the consequences of our actions, we awaken, we ask forgiveness, amend our mistakes, and only such a reaction makes us grow in faith, acquire patience and maturity. So again, there is nothing but the pleasure of Allah and submission to that which He decides. On behalf of the entire Babul Ridha team, we wish you a very happy and very blessed Eid al-Adha and pray that you and all the Muslims around the world are safe and under His protection.